Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What is this, AMAC?
It's called Bedrock.
Bedrock?
Yeah, by Young Money.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
A Cash Money subsidiary.
Cash Money subsidiary?
Yeah.
Cash Money is...
Like the parent, and then there's another one over them. So,
oh.
Yeah.
So it's like a family.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Okay. Young Money being the
there's,
child.
So there's Young Money, and then there's New Money, and then there's Old Money, or no?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Maybe for you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any money. How about that? I work in radio, and I'm not the Junkies. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Yeah, we got two Monday night games tonight, and quite honestly, both of them, I'm sure one of them at least will be good and entertaining. Because of the injury to Joe Burrow, the Bengals and the Broncos, boy, good luck. Against that Bronco defense in Denver. And then the Jets and the Dolphins. I mean, the good news is somebody's going to win. Well, we think. But then we had a 40-40 overtime tie last night between Green Bay and Dallas. We'll get to the rest of week two whenever we can. We will continue to knock down your calls. Let's get to Chad in Pennsylvania on line one. And then we'll get back to the Mark and Largo show because I think he's got his phone situation straightened out. What's up, Chad? How are you?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
You kind of stole my thunder there before the break there. It seems like when Cliff gets down, like you said, a score and a half, 10 points, he just abandons the run.
Mm-hmm.
I think you got to stick with it a little bit more there. But I can't be too angry at the offense yesterday. They put up 27 points. You'd think that'd be enough to win. But this defense, oh, my God, I don't know where to begin. Like you said, the zone defense is, yeah, that's no hyperbole. I think it is the worst zone defense I've ever seen in the NFL. And then at what point do you think maybe Quinn takes over the defensive play calling instead of Witt? I know Witt's his buddy, but he's just not getting it done. And then as far as Lattimore's concerned, I don't know if they have any better, but he's just been brutal out there. If it's not a penalty, it's giving up a big game.
Yeah, so Chad, let's work this out together. Before you go, so you're saying Quinn over Joe Witt as a play caller, and certainly I understand and can see why you're going with that. But here would be my fear, is that you don't get enough improvement, because I truly believe this is a lot of player error. And we can dive into that part of it as well. But you don't get enough improvement, and then other areas of the team that Quinn as the head coach maybe has an impact on get kind of sloppy or fall off, if you will. Attention to detail. And he's already struggling at the end of first halves this year, which he didn't last year. They're already struggling with timeout usage. So that would be my fear. I'm not telling you I don't understand where you're coming from. Of course I do. But I don't know if the gain would be beneficial enough to outweigh probably what would maybe then fall off a little bit more. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense to me. And then you also made a hell of a point about Quinn's defenses in Dallas. They made up for these deficiencies with takeaways. It just seems like we're not getting the takeaways. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're leaning more toward its player issue more than schematic issue, I guess, yeah. What you're saying on the defense.
Yeah, okay. I do. And that doesn't mean Joe Witt's not to blame for any of it. That's not what I mean. It's just when I watch this team, I see too many things that are not being done the way that I know they're taught and the way they're schooled and the way that most coaches that coach in the National Football League who are not incompetent, who are not clueless, no matter what fans and media want to say, I just know that 80-85% of it is player error or non-execution. But, you know, I can't prove it. All I can do is cite examples, but I appreciate the phone call. It's a good call. Let's go back to the Mark and Largo show right here on the Team 980. We were trying to get through with Mark earlier. Hopefully Space Invaders didn't eat your phone, I guess?
Yeah, pretty much. You got a point there. I totally agree with you on that one. Let me say this. I want to apologize to all the Cliff Kingsbury supporters. Let me reframe what I was trying to say. I don't think Cliff needs to be held accountable for this. Here's what I think the real issue is with the defense. They don't really have a safety along with Quan Martin, which brings me to my next question I was going to ask you, because we haven't talked about this since he was released. Do you think they should make a bid for C.J. Gardner-Johnson?
Yeah, I talked about this last week. He's been on five teams in 3 years. When he's right, he's
doesn't
got his
matter.
Head and he's
I
got
agree.
His head screwed
I agree.
On straight. He's good. He's physical. He's a leader. He's also a player that's going to drive you absolutely bananas.
And you know what? I agree with that. But what alternatives do we have right now?
Well, Darnell Savage. I mean, you know.
Okay. Is he as good as C.J. Gardner-Johnson? No.
I don't think so, no. But he's not,
okay.
In my opinion, he's not enough of a drop-off.
Think about this, Chris. What's the best way CJ wants to get back at the Eagles for trading? Think about it. Well, I mean, you can get a guy. This would be like 30 years ago with the 49ers and the Cowboys. You can get a guy that knows the ins and outs about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, you're not comparing him to Deion Sanders and Charles Haley, are you?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. But
I got to step in here and ask the Mark and Largo show. You started last hour blaming Cliff Edward Kingsbury 100% for the loss.
And now,
because your phone got eaten by gremlins, now it's a completely different call. Okay.
Right, and the reason why I say that is because I was upset because he didn't run the ball. At the same time, I kind of understood why he didn't run as much as he wanted to. I still think with a backup quarterback, you should have ran a little more, like you did against the Raiders and like you did against the Giants. I mean, because you're dealing with a backup quarterback on the road. My biggest complaint, and I think I echo everybody out here, and this is why I said I give 100% to him, is because when Cliff is on the road this year, there's some inconsistencies when it comes to the running game. When he's at home, he runs the ball.
Yep.
When he's on the road, he does not run the ball.
Yep.
And I think you'll agree with me on
he
that.
He ran the ball more yesterday than he did in Green Bay, but it still wasn't enough.
Yes, he did. Nor it wasn't. And see, and the other thing, other thing I think is the problem here, and this is why I was blaming him mostly. Look, let this kid be the starter, please. Bill Merritt should be the starter. Everybody is saying this kid should be the starter. I understand you want to go with Rodriguez and stuff like that, but I just think that every time he gets a good run, he has to come out. I'll never forget yesterday he ran. He got 12 yards. Immediately Cliff brought him off on the sideline. I'm sitting up here saying, this is why I blame him, because when either him or Rodriguez, now if they're tired, that's one thing.
There's two things, though, that are at play here, okay? And I got to jump in. There's two things that are at play. Bill has been banged up a lot since he got here. Okay, that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, did you see – now, he made an effort I'm not saying he didn't make an effort, but he got ambushed on a pass pro.
Yeah, he did.
And listen, that's why I didn't think he was going to be active in week one. Like, everybody was, you know, like, critical of me for doubting Bill. I wasn't doubting Bill the talent. I wanted him to play. I wanted four running backs up. I didn't think he would play if there was only three because I didn't think he was good enough in pass pro for them to trust him.
No, I didn't
either. And he's still not. He's still not. And that's so part of the reason.
Is Rodriguez, that's why they won't make him a starter, because he's not good in pass pro.
Well, it's not like he's not willing to try and get better.
Right.
I've talked to him a couple of times about it. But, again, there was a glaring example of it yesterday. I forget. I don't think it was a sack, but it was a hit on Mariota.
Right.
But Bill was clearly, I'd have to go back and watch the sequence again. Bill was clearly overmatched in pass pro.
The other thing is, too, and I think this is, I think everybody in the media, everybody in the fan base wants this. If you're going to play Tay Martin, you might as well bring up Ja'Cory Brooks. I mean, you might as well let everybody see about Ja'Cory Brooks at this moment, because, look.
All right, why do you think they played Tay Martin over Ja'Cory Brooks?
Because he had more NFL experience than Ja'Cory Brooks.
And maybe he's practicing better. See, this is the stuff never, ever, ever know unless somebody specifically gets, you know, a Dan Quinn on the record to say, we went with Tay Martin because he's been practicing better than Ja'Cory Brooks.
Now, let me ask you this, Chris, and then I'll go after this. Your opinion, when they were down 34-24, and I think they had like maybe like 55 seconds left, it was 2nd and 10, they went for a field goal instead of trying to get a touchdown. Would you have gone for a touchdown? Because I was furious, and I think everybody was furious at Dan Quinn about that.
Yeah,
when he went for the field goal instead of going for a touchdown.
Right. That was the final field goal, you mean, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, so I think what he's trying to do is, you need two scores, of course, right? And you know you haven't really been able to stop them, so you're trying to save as much time as you can and get at least one score so that you, knowing that you need the second score, you have as much time. Because if you spend more time trying to get the first score, then you have to still stop them and still score, and you're not going to have enough time. So I didn't have a major problem with that.
Well, and you know what? And here's the 800-pound gorilla in the room that I completely forgot. If Jaden was out there, they would have went for the touchdown.
I think
because you're dealing with a backup quarterback, you're kind of limited, because remember, he's not Jaden. And there's a reason why he's a backup quarterback. And I think as much as we love Marcus Mariota, we kind of saw that yesterday. Even though he played a good game, I felt like the interception was a bad throw. And the reason why I say it was a bad throw, you had two guys that were open.
And it was
Zach Ertz and both Luke McCaffrey. Both of them were wide open.
Yeah, he was trying to go for the home run ball, obviously. And
I understood that, but you had those two. I just think it could have been more competitive than what it was.
Yeah.
He just made some major mistakes on that.
Yeah.
Did your producer tell him what I told him on Friday?
Amen.
Get in here.
He told me to bet on the Giants, which I don't do, gamble.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't gamble. I bet on the Giants. I had them plus the 6.5.
See, you were smart, Chris. You were smart.
I mean,
you were smart. I told everybody, I said, look, what has the Chargers done that was very impressive? Now, I agree with everybody saying they're going to be upset this weekend and stuff like that. But I was more fearful. I kind of agree with Chris. I mean, agree with Kevin. I was more fearful with Atlanta, because Atlanta has a total offensive balance team that uses their power.
Yeah.
Whereas when I look at the Chargers and I look at Justin Herbert, he's a taller, not as good a quarterback, but similar to Kirk Cousins.
We're going to have plenty of time to talk about Justin Herbert and the Chargers as the week goes along. I got to let you run, Mark. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's get to AA Athan in Annapolis here, who probably had the Giants yesterday. My guess, plus 6.5. Yes.
I did. I did. But more importantly, can somebody muzzle Mark in Largo? Is he related to Linus Winingham? I mean, good Lord.
Well,
I mean,
You know, CK is going to hire Mark and Largo to do the 7 o'clock PM show because we don't have enough loud voices on this show, on this station.
Yeah, that 7 o'clock show would run till 7 o'clock the next day if he was doing it. Jeez, he whiz. All right. We love you, Mark. I'm just busting your chops. But listen, what bothers me so much is that you look at that picture I posted on Twitter. And it's just like mass confusion, like they don't know what they're doing. And then you have the Sanders still that says after the game, well, when we communicate, it's better. Well, you know, I remember Doc saying the days of Joe Bugle taking the projector and throwing it through the wall at Redskins Park. That's how mad he would get.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the way I felt about yesterday, because with limited resources, your offense gave you the opportunity with 27 points to win the game, and you're back there guessing. I mean, it's kind of like Muhammad Ali when he was boxing with George Foreman, and he leaned on him. He goes, at the end of the fight, he goes, is that the best you got? And then he beat his ass after that. But that's what it felt like. I mean, we were 1-for-8 on third down and still scored 27 points and got almost 7 yards a carry. And it was almost like, well, it doesn't matter. 2nd and 17 twice. They let him get 15 or 16 yards on the next play. So that's what's disappointing to me, is there was no pressure, really. The tackling was horrendous, but that they're just guessing back there. I mean, they could have pointed
the picture that the picture you're talking about, just real quickly, you mentioned earlier, is a 3rd and 2. They're down by 8, 24-16, late in the third quarter. And they're playing zone coverage clearly, right? And
right.
I'm trying to look at it. I saw this earlier. They've got 4 defenders probably about 10 yards north of the line of game, and meaning for Atlanta, who's facing a 3rd and 2. Atlanta, on a deep drop, has got 2 receivers, 1 just shy of the marker and 1 just past the marker, literally wide open. Not a soul near them. Not a soul. And actually, I'm sorry, the Commanders have 5 defenders, 5 defenders, 6-plus yards north of the first down marker.
Yep. Zach Cunningham, Chris, could have pointed at any play on his chart yesterday and said, oh, let me go this one, 8 yards, 10 yards, 12 yards. They had 6 red zone opportunities and scored 4 touchdowns, and it would have been 5 if they didn't kick the field goal at the end, where they were just basically showing us mercy. So that's the frustrating part, and they got to get it figured out, because if you could survive last year with St. Juste and Forbes as your corners, we got to be better than what this is. But not knowing your assignment, or it's too hard for them to understand, they better figure it out quick, because reality is about to hit them in the form of the Chargers and Dallas with 40 points last night, and Kansas City and many others.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's going to be a brutal next month in terms of opposing offenses. They better get it fixed real, real quick. Double A, I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for getting through. Thanks for that picture. I'll let you run on that. We got to take a quick time out. We'll get back with Dominic in Tampa, Pete in North Carolina, Mitch in Jersey, and you, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on this Misery Monday in the nation's capital. The Commanders are 2-2, heading to Justin Herbert and the Chargers. And again, we'll talk more about them as the week goes along, obviously. We'll touch on their loss to the Giants later on. But it's going to be a very, very, very interesting week ahead for the Commanders.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attaboy, AMAC. See, now this is something the old rooster can connect with.
Because you're Miss.
I just love this song.
Because
just,
of your nickname?
No, I like this song. I know this song.
Of course you would like this song.
Well, how is that a bad thing?
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it goes with
it
your
goes
persona.
With the Mr. Steal Your Girl thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Pete T. Pain overheard you walking up and conversing with a young lady. And
yeah.
It was like, you know what? That would be a great song.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what happened. Now, if he was talking about my son is like a heartthrob. He just, you know, like he's got all the ladies wrapped around his finger.
Apple don't fall too far from the tree.
I wonder who taught him those skills.
Yeah.
That picture, I'm putting it up on Twitter now. At J Daniels MVP Brandon, who does a lot of, you know, good stuff on social media, put it up that AA and I were talking about it. It's just horrendous. I mean, we were talking about zone coverage, right? And how the Commanders seemingly, like there's holes in zone, right? Good offensive teams know how to hit holes in zones. The holes in the Commanders' zone defense, which I said last week they should play in this game because I thought it would give them a good chance to lock in on Penix and to jump some of his passes and routes. Well, that's great if you're playing in a spot where you can actually jump it. But if you're playing in Savannah, Georgia, instead of in Atlanta, you got no chance. You've got no chance. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to our guy Dominic in Tampa is with us. Dom, I know it's still pretty damn hot down there. I hope you're staying cool somehow, some way.
Hey, Ruth. Yeah, we're at currently 91 right now. So also maybe you can get AMAC to play some Sean Kingston next on the next break coming up.
All right.
He's got T-Pain, maybe a little Sean Kingston.
Hey, he's giving you a little thumbs up, so I trust will hear that.
Absolutely. For me, obviously, you know, it was a bad night altogether. I really never felt comfortable or good at all going into that game, especially coming off of what, you know, Atlanta went through, losing 30-0 last week. You like those things, you know, they happen where they get blown out like they did, and they come back and they look like Super Bowl contenders the next week. It happens every year. You know, we just got caught in that. But I will say this, Ruth, and, you know, maybe get your thoughts here, but at what point, now I know what your rebuttal is going to be to this probably, but at what point do we seriously consider, you know, the move of potentially firing Joe Witt? Because I think he's playing for his job currently. I think he's playing for his job all year. I know you're probably going to say, well, who are you going to get to replace him? But I don't think it could get any worse. Because I just, you know, again, we're talking about a guy who was nothing more than a secondary coach in Dallas, and that just doesn't translate well. I mean, there's got to be something else, you know, that's better out there or in-house, but you got to do something to save your season, because I just don't see it getting any better.
Well, listen, I knew there was obviously going to be a lot of angst about Joe Witt. Those numbers that I gave you, they show improvement in some areas and regression in other areas. The biggest problem right now, in my opinion, is that they don't, A, have enough horses on all three levels, one. That is clear. But the bigger problem is, again, by not forcing any takeaways, and I know they got one yesterday, by not forcing any takeaways, they have no margin for error. And that's not good enough in this league, because it's an offensive-driven league, and all the rules favor the offense, and you can do some things to mitigate that. I'm not saying you can't play good defense. Obviously, some teams do. But the point being is, when you don't create takeaways, you almost have no chance to be a good or very good defense. And I don't know what the answer is, Dom, other than I've watched this team in 21 regular season games, and they have 18 takeaways in 21 regular season games. Now, I mean, they had six in Detroit, right, in the postseason. And they had, what, two against Tampa. And I believe one against Philly, but maybe not. They had either like eight. I think they had nine in the postseason. Okay, and so that's the kind of production that this defense is going to need, because they are not good enough on any of the three levels. Now, you'd say, well, wait a second. They did a pretty good job against the run yesterday, and they did. And they've done a pretty good job against the run so far this year, and they have. Okay, great. They put so much of their emphasis and resources in fixing that problem that it exposed other problems. And then the Will Harris injury. Listen, a lot of people didn't realize this. I've been chirping about Will Harris all offseason and all training camp. I knew when that happened that was going to be a bigger loss, especially with the way Quan Martin is struggling. And I think that was magnified big time yesterday.
I would say. I mean, again, you know, you're absolutely correct. I mean, they definitely put their resources in the defensive line over, you know, over the off season to basically stop the run. That was kind of the biggest thing that they wanted to do. But I don't feel comfortable at all, confident in that secondary. You know, I think Lattimore is a shell of himself. I don't see that, you know, getting any better before, you know. But again, you're gonna have to score going forward. You're gonna have to score 30 plus points a game, you know, to have a chance. Or it could get ugly before it gets better, especially the defensive side.
No, you're right. And listen, Jaden Daniels coming back this week, even though they don't have Khalil Mack, the Chargers still got a pretty good defense. You're probably not scoring 30 on the road this week. So, you know, again, if you just create two takeaways a game, you're going to mitigate some of the damage that you're not equipped to stop or give up or whatever. Dom, I appreciate you. Stay cool down there, brother. Good to hear from you. All right, we've got big breaking news in the NFL. It's not good, quite honestly. We'll do it right here, right now, with the trending alert. All right, it was a good day yesterday for the New York Giants as they finally won their first game of the year, but they lost Malik Nabers officially to a torn ACL. He's gone for the year at least. And now word coming in, in a statement from the team and from owner John Mara, who says he's been recently diagnosed with cancer. following a treatment plan. He says he's feeling strong and optimistic and committed to seeing this through to a positive income, and he will remain active with the team throughout his treatment, but he does ask for privacy for he and his family during this time. So certainly best wishes to John Mara, who might not always be popular around here, but is one of the stalwarts when it comes to NFL ownership. Meanwhile, two Monday night games coming up tonight, and that is the winless Dolphins and the winless Jets, first up at 7 o'clock right here on the Team 980. And at 8 o'clock in Denver, it's the Cincinnati Bengals and the Denver Broncos. As they hook up, of course, no Joe Burrow lessens that matchup just a little bit in terms of the interest level, but still should be a decent one. But again, Jets, Dolphins right here on the Team 980 beginning at 7 o'clock. The Commanders are heading to Los Angeles after coming back from Atlanta, where they took one on the chin yesterday. The Chargers, again, the loser in the game to the Giants for the Giants' first win, but the Chargers were undefeated before that. Bunch of teams losing their undefeated status yesterday, including Indianapolis, Tampa, and more. Meanwhile, from baseball, the San Francisco Giants have fired manager Bob Melvin after 2 years. They gave him an extension midway through this year and then fell apart down the stretch. Still waiting for word from the Mets on Carlos Mendoza. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Out by request, the all-request lunch hour. Dom in Tampa wanted Sean Kingston, and AMAC delivers.
Make your request now, 301-230-0980 on the top 40 countdown.
No, don't make your request. Don't, absolutely not.
You don't want everybody calling in with song suggestions?
Yes, especially like I feel like somebody's going to come in with like some obscure like punk rock underground band from 1987 that no one's ever heard about.
Like Nirvana?
Sure, but like the creators of grunge. No, not like Nirvana, but like I don't know any punk rock bands underground, but
okay,
you know the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I was just trying to see if like how your depth of music knowledge went back.
Nirvana?
I'm just teasing.
How you test me?
I'm just teasing. All right, let's get back to the calls. We got some surprising grades from PFF that I just came across, which we got to get to. But first, I want to knock down a couple more calls here. Pete is in North Carolina on line two. What up, Pete? How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks. Wonderful show.
Thank you.
Listen, let me give my old man 2 cents. First off, the league is completely unpredictable.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
Yes.
Right?
It's not even a week-to-week league, which you hear all the time. It really is a quarter-to-quarter, half-to-half, series-to-series league. It really is.
Yes, a good point. You know, and also, listen, this team is not going to be the same team without Jaden. Number one. And number two, we really come across a really hot quarterback yesterday. That kid was on target. I mean, and we didn't get any pressure on him, and he was just letting it go. He had full confidence, and it just, the defense couldn't hold up against him yesterday. He was just too good. He made no mistakes. He ran the ball when he had to. He literally played an A-plus game. You know, he had one turnover, big deal, didn't really matter.
Yep.
But, you know, and the defense, we're missing a lot of people, too. It's tough. And, you know,
that one interception was in zone, Sandwerstill, right, who did a good job kind of watching Penix's eyes. They should have had, could have had at least a second turnover, if not three turnovers. Well, I mean, I guess they wouldn't have had three. If you remember, back-to-back plays on the first series after they gave up the big 25-yarder to Pitts, they almost came away with a fumble recovery and then an interception.
Yep. So you miss opportunities. That happens. These games are crazy. I believe this team will get better, and we're always going to be better with Jaden. Even though Mariota would play great in that, it's just the unknown with number five. You know, and he can keep you in the game, and that's another thing. We need to score first. We need to be with our defense. We need to get up on people, put pressure on them, even if it's just a score. You know, if you get up 10 points, you know, that changes. And they did the opposite to us, what, you know, we should do to most people. They got up 2 touchdowns, and, man, that just put us into, like, uh-oh. So everybody was kind of, like, stiffed after that. So, you know, the NFL is so much fun. I love watching it. I don't get too upset when we lose. I mean, I want to win, but it's just football. It's not real life. It's just entertainment. Everybody should take it easy. Jaden's coming back. We'll see what happens this week. We had such a wonderful season last year. It's kind of hard to top that. You know,
you gotta hope, Pete, that Jaden is not only back and right, but that he's better than, quite honestly, he was in the first 2 weeks of the season.
Absolutely.
And that is my fear right now, is I don't know if they would rush him back if he wasn't close to 100%, and maybe nobody is going to ever be 100%. But I need Jaden of the playoffs of last year or much of last year's regular season, and not the Jaden, quite honestly, of the first 2 weeks of the year, and maybe like that stretch last year against Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Dallas in November.
Amen.
So, you know, just
Amen.
To get Jaden back doesn't solve every problem, you know?
No, but it will certainly help. And you're right, he's got to play beyond being good. He's got to be superb. He's got to be the Jaden that everybody was afraid of last year. That's the guy we want to play. And he's got to come back and do that right away, which is going to be very hard against a really good, stubborn defense out there. They're tough people. San Diego, you know, John Harbaugh, he's a hard ass. And his team's a hard ass.
Yeah. Now, they are short a lot of big-time guys, so that's your opportunity here. But they still have Justin Herbert and the rookie Amarian Hampton. Thanks, Pete. Appreciate you. As always, good to hear from you. That's our guy Pete in North Carolina. One more here. Let's go to Reggie in D.C. on line four. Reg, how are you?
What's going on, Chris?
What's up, Reg? How are you?
Man, listen, man. I'm good, man. I'm tired of people keep blaming Joe Witt. I mean, Chris, you know this because you've taken a deep dive. The cupboard was absolutely bare. We had no talent. Chase Young, you know, first-round picks, not even on the roster. I get it. You know, you can only cook with what's in the cupboard. But we don't have the talent. It's only year two. It's only year two. It's going to take time for these guys to develop. It's going to take time for these guys, for us to be able to get the right type of people, you know, that he really wants. in order for him to play the type of style and the type of defense that they want. You know, again, should there have been, could we have played better? Absolutely. Are you having Bobby Wagner do things that he probably couldn't do when he was in Seattle, let alone right now run with freaking Bijan Robinson? Of course he shouldn't be doing that. However, I think we need to give this guy a break. And people kill me. Okay, we take Lattimore out. Please tell me who you're putting in. That's it. That's okay, we take him out. Who are you putting in? You don't have anybody behind him that you can put in. That, and again, I'm not necessarily saying that he's the end-all, the be-all, but who else are you going to put in? Remember, we drafted a corner. The wrong corner. We could have had Gonzalez, but we drafted four.
Yeah.
We drafted Davis. Jamin Davis in the first round. We drafted Chase Young in the first round. We drafted Montez Sweat in the first round. We drafted John Allen in the first round. So what I'm saying is we got to show exercise just a little bit more patience when it comes to our defense, because a lot of our premium, and it makes sense, but a lot of our premium draft choices, and you know this, Chris, it went on offense. Left tackle, quarterback.
Yep.
Like it went on, it went literally on the offensive side of the ball. So even though, again,
well, because they had because they have to bolster the backbone, if you will, of the offense and of the team. But to your point, and I was just I was literally just tweeting up the same thing before I got you on. It's Chase, and I forgot about Chase, but I was thinking, and I mentioned it earlier in the show: Fedarian Mathis, Jamin Davis, Emmanuel Forbes. Am I forgetting somebody? They let Cam Curl go.
Mathis, he was last second round pick, right?
Yes. And they let Cam Curl go as a free agent, right? So they made they made some poor decisions, or at least one, poor decision, and they inherited a bunch of flops, quite honestly.
Yes. So again, man, love the show again. Thank you,
Reggie. Appreciate you. Thanks for making it. Love the passion there. Good call. All right, more calls coming up. Stay with us. DC and Calvert County, we're coming to you, Stephen Rockville. And more. 301-230-0980. I see the Nationals went out with a bang yesterday, huh? An 8-0 one hit shutout. They were shut out. They had the one hit. But at least they did a nice thing for Bob Carpenter. And the crowd was awesome to Michael A. Taylor. At least that was good. And they have a press conference Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. to introduce the new boss. All right. That's good. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right. We'll carry Dan Quinn for at least a few minutes until I get bored at 3:30. Hopefully we'll get something on Jaden Daniels. Maybe a little more clarity on Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who looks like he tore his pec. And will be out for several weeks, if not the rest of the year. Again, every situation is different. Remember, John Allen came back last year, and we'll see, what he has to say about the defense. PFF, Dr. Sabah sent this to me, and Nick Ackridge posted it. And Nick does a good job at PFF _ Nick Ackridge. The five highest commanders graded from yesterday, minimum of 15 snaps. Marcus Mariota, number one, 90.4 out of 100. Laremy Tunsil, number two, 80.8 out of 100. Jalen Lane, number three, 76.9. Debo Samuel, 76.1. Bill, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, 73.8. And for good reason, nothing on defense. I mean, there were a couple of individual moments. Sandra Still with the interception. Javon Kinlaw ate the world on one run stop. Eddie Goldman had a big damn run stop. Quan Martin helped kind of knife in and get him underneath. It was, quite honestly, I mean, poor Quan. I know we had him on Thursday. He had been struggling before then. but no surprise, no defenders. 15 snaps and above made the PFF top five list. We'll give you some more grades as we go along, hopefully next hour, if not definitely tomorrow. Let's go to D.C. in Calvert County. Then we'll get to Stephen Rockville after that. What's up, D.C.? How are you, pal?
Great day, Russell. I'm doing well, man, considering the L. But I'm going to put this on Dan Quinn. And I know you're going to be like, Dan Quinn, how? Everybody's talking about Joe Witt. Some people are talking about Kingsbury. And I hear Dan Quinn talk about anywhere, any place, any time, and how we play and all of that. And when your offensive coordinator running backs are getting 5 to 7 yards a clip, and we're passing the ball instead of running, and then your defense is stopping the run against one of the top three running backs in the league, but you don't have your corners up pressing on 3rd and 5 and letting these dudes get to the quarterback. So the complementary football is not going on, what I'm seeing from the offensive side and the defensive side, and that's where the coach got to reel it back in. And I'm sorry I have to go all the way back to Joe Gibbs, but Joe Gibbs came in from the Eric Coryell system, and he wanted to throw the ball, and he realized his team wasn't set up for that. So they started running the ball. And I know Kingsbury has a sophisticated offense, but when you run the ball, we're dominating. Your O-line gets the fire off. The young guy, the rookie, gets to feel good about himself, Conley. Laramie Tunsil is a great pass blocker, but he's doing excellent in the run game. But then you take it from them and let the defense get to be aggressive and come at them. And Mariota's been playing solid, good enough to win. And then we weren't hitting our best receiver yesterday until the end of the game when we should have been doing it early. I think Dan Quinn needs to reiterate to his offensive coordinator and his defensive coordinator what our team stands for and how we should be playing the game. And I think we'll get better results.
You know, one thing that's interesting, you mentioned about like kind of going after, getting after Debo late in the game, right? He did have that big 4th-and-1 catch inside the 10-yard line on the sideline. Great foot, great footwork, great catch, all that set up a touchdown. To McCaffrey, I think on the next play or maybe 2 plays later or whatever it was. And they did run like a reverse to Debo on the first play of the game, which actually was a run loss. So I didn't have a major problem with that. But just real quickly, like this team does not believe in, hey, man, we've got a stud or we've got a guy. We're going to get him 10 to 12 targets, touches, whatever, a game. They believe in spreading it all around, and whether that's good or bad or you know, whatever. And DC, I'm up against the clock, so I'm going to have to let you run. But okay. I appreciate you as always. We'll expand more, obviously, as we go through the week. But it's a good point. They need to do a lot of different tweaks. This is not just a defensive overhaul, a defensive major change. There's tweaks that need to be made, and maybe more than tweaks, on offense. And maybe right now special teams seems like it's settled down until the next time. And maybe even on the coaching staff. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.